Pull up to the table if you're able. Negotiate your dreams, negotiate your dreams. Progress speeds us up, resulting in not so much time. Be ready for change can come with any rhyme. Communication, appreciation for the word. Move forward, spread the word. Pull up to the table, sit right down and tell the world just what you want. You've got it in you, but you can't do it by just thinking a thought. You got to move. All right. Yeah, I told you last week it was my last show, but guess what? Good things happen to the boss. That's right. Good things happen to the boss, and I had a good time, and I got charity. You know, they say, like I said, the definition of charity is an unselfish act. Well, someone made an unselfish act and made me an offer I could not refuse, and so I must continue doing my show, doing my duty to put my two cents in on what's going on. You know, they say the difference between news and current events is the time it takes to edit. Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and the world's got a lot going on, and that's why I have to continue. Sure, I may not have sponsors soon, but I'm not going to worry about that because I got a sponsor now. The sponsor is Don Newsom. He's made it almost impossible for me to say no. I love doing radio, folks, and I love it so much. I'm really going to try and take it serious that we will be able to announce all the fabulous guests that we're going to have in this coming year. And I'm going to go after some of them, and I'm going to go after some of the BBS listeners to be guests on my show so we can really crack this thing wide open. Oh, I couldn't stay away. This is an election year. This is too good. This is a chance for us to review the past to see how our present forms us now and will shape our future in the future. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You know, I like to give things away. I like this video, this DVD, putting them out there for you, you know. So we do have the in-lines. We trust anybody who want to call in and get one and then leave your email with me. You can contact Don Newsom, and he will forward it to me. That's how that works. So for anybody that's calling tonight, I got the power of the community. Ah, yeah, the power of the community. What's going on in Cuba? And in lies we trust, you know, my main cousin, Dr. Len Horowitz, who's done giving everybody. You know, this free thing is going around. You know, in order to keep it, you got to give it away. Even David Wolf. Let me tell you, go and check out David Wolf. Just type his name into the search engine. Get over there to Science, Sun Success, Science, Food, whatever it is. I can't even keep it in my head. I'm not near a computer tonight, so I'm going off the top of my head tonight about all the good things that you can possibly get involved in. I met the most delightful couple on my retreat. I got to meet Billy and Anthony Castiglia, and I want to send a shout out to them over there in North Carolina. It was a pleasure to meet you. And Ellen Kirk, you know, I really had a pleasure meeting you. You good medical writer, and I know in the future you're going to write some really interesting stuff on all the alternative ways in which we can help ourselves when we can't get the medicines that they want us to use, and maybe we're not supposed to be using them in the first place. So there's other alternatives to deal with things like psoriasis and diabetes and all the rest of these ailments that are out there. So basically what I'd like to be, and we're changing the format a little bit on the Mission Possible show here, is I really want to converse with people. You know, I really want to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind and what may be going on in your backwoods. All two of you out there who may be listening, you can give me a call. You got to look. If you're not by your computer, then it may be difficult because I'm not, and I didn't commit to memory the number. So those of you who may know, you can call in and tell me what the numbers, the toll free numbers are, and we can get them on the air, and then you can talk to me. What am I doing? Oh, I'm just kicking it. It's the new year, and I'm kind of really fascinated on these elections. You know, I've always been fascinated about the presidential elections, and looks like we got a wang dang doodle of a blowout in Iowa caucus. That's corn country, I think. They told us who's out in front, you know, and looks like everybody, Hillary ran out of steam there. She come in a poor third, and then Edwards, and then this black man. I'm sorry, I don't know who he is. Obama, that's it. Now you'd be surprised, because you know it's really kind of interesting, because I ain't for him, you know. I really not, because I can't be for him just like I can't be for Hillary. They're lawyers, and lawyers are not what we need in the Oval Office. Oh my goodness, we got too many of them already. So we gotta get an inside man in there. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people. I tell you, my dream team is making the Democrats and the Republicans work together through Kucinich and Ron Paul together operating it. You know, just let it be that way. You know, let's turn the convention out. Let's have a wide open caucus. Let's not let them denominate. And as far as, you know, people ask, well, what about McCain? What about him? Who you marry? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times who you marry will really tell you. Now, he used to be a POW, but he married, and I'm sure of it, but that's beverage industry. So there you got the liquor industry and the beer people. And you know, so I know that McCain, he ain't going to make it, because there's a whole temperance movement out there and everything. And people, once they find out who his wife is, then they won't want to vote for him, because, you know, you just don't usually let people who marry into the mafioso family run your government. Now, you say that's kind of a stretch, but you have to look at this, you know. Just like when I ask myself, well, who's Dianne Feinstein married to, or who's Barbara Boxer married to, or who's Nancy Pelosi married to? All these women are married to men. Yeah, yeah. They're married to men, and these men are the ones who are pulling the strings. This is what I'm saying. They're the ones in engineering. And when you look at how rich these women are, oh, my goodness, these are some of the richest senators and congresspeople ever. So then when you look at that, and then they can't make up their mind whether they want to impeach the president of the United States, huh, it's not a good time. Isn't that just like Pelosi? Because that's San Francisco. And when you really think about it, San Francisco, you're part of California, no matter how you look at it. You're part of California. And what is California? That's the first para-fascist military state. And what do you got? You want an outward expression? It's like having a boil on your face, just staring you right in the face. There it is, Schwarzenegger. A boil right on your face. Maybe on another part of your anatomy, too. I'm tickled. This is what the boss does. I am tickled with what I have to deal with today. My father said it. You know it. You can do it with me. You can say it right along with me. We the unwilling, and definitely Boss RJ is unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified. No one knows better than I or you that there are a lot of unqualified people out there leading us around, all around in circles. And the mission is possible. So you know what's going on, but you know the creed. I'm going to say it all at once. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Now, you think that's a joke, but I'm going to make that my theme here, because when you really think about the nothing, and you can look at that, go anywhere and look at the definition of nothing, all right? Just look at it. And how would you be able to do the impossible with nothing? Think about it. And then if you want, call in and maybe give me your slant on my father's creed. But whatever it is, we know ain't nobody going to be throwing hundreds of millions and zillions of dollars at us to fix this mess. It's going to have to be a miracle. And that's what it's all about, learning how to tap into the miraculous. Now, I know a lot of people have been jaded by all these different books and things that have been written and The Secret and other things like that. If it was that simple, why isn't it just happening all over the world? Well, those are all good questions, but they all have to do with antagonistic skepticism, and we need to just dismiss that altogether here. As we go into the year, now we're coming out of the boar and we're going into the what? To the rat. Oh, what is the rat? The rat is clever. Isn't that right? The rat is a very clever animal, the mouse. I think in tradition they said that he jumped on the back of somebody else and ushered in. What is it? Is that what it goes on? The rat was clever, or was it the ox jumped on the back of the rat? Is that what it was? You know, I'm out here on the road. You know, we're not in front of my computer, so I can't get to all my information. So I was looking at Madam Sativa. Oh, yes, Madam Sativa is right here. And maybe we even get her to give us a little slant on the year as to what's going to be happening, but that may come later in the show. Well, I can't make no promises for Madam Sativa. Sometimes, you know, she can't be in the spirit sometimes, but I sometimes just do love for her to explain what's going on, you know. Anyhow, what am I going to be doing? I'm going to be doing this show. What am I going to do next week? Next week, we're going to talk about Reagan. Now, it's real important that we understand Ronald Reagan, because when you understand Ronald Reagan, then you can understand why there was a Richard Nixon. And when you look at the whole thing, you can see that there's this force inside the Republican Party that needs to heal itself. So I'm really asking you to really look at the Republican Party, because I can deal with the Democrats. We already know they're all crooked. You see what I'm saying? Because they never had any kind of investigation into any of the murders that happened to them. The Watergate, they kind of looked the other way. McGovern looked the other way. I've been telling you this, and the mission is possible to free these people from their guilty sins, all their guilt. You see, the only reason they can't deal with this stuff is because they're being blackmailed. And as soon as they can free themselves of all their guilt, then they won't be able to be manipulated. But then you see, because none of us really have practiced forgiveness like the Lord can put it upon you, what happens is you get mad and then you want to go after them. And it's kind of like a Frankenstein movie where you see everybody going with the pitchforks and the shovels and they're going after the person that they thought was leading them to a certain place, but then it doesn't lead them to a certain place. And then we look around and say, "You deceived us." And the one who deceived you says, "Well, no, not really. Y'all came willingly. You knew. You knew I wasn't like that. You knew I was gonna take you, and you liked it." Well, that's the way we're at now. You know, that's where we're at now, right today. And now we're gonna be at the mate. And I think the whole world's gonna be watching this one. That's why I say maybe we ought to make our elections a United Nations type of thing. You know, where we call in maybe another country to come in and go to the polls and make sure that our votes are counted correctly. You see what I'm saying? That's the only thing that we really can't seem to agree on. And that's why I'm not for Edwards. Why I can't even understand why he would vote for Edwards, you see, because he used faulty reasoning when he was holding up that election, him and Gore. Well, not Gore. What was the other guy's name? Not Gore. Excuse me. Got to get my elections right here. It's been such a... No, not Clinton. I got a host here. Yeah, Kerry, thank you. Kerry and Edwards. Because, you know, if you read Bob Woodard's State of Denial, they describe that night very clearly. And there's something very interesting about that night. You see, it's all given. It's all a matter of how they're all executing and how they're all behaving. And there's so many... Oh, I love that sound. Oh, boy, do I love that sound. You know why I love that sound? Because that means there's a caller on the line. Say hello. Say hello to the world.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Fine, thanks. My name is Bonnie.
Oh, let me say it again. I have these cookies in the background. I'm over here in Hawaii, so I'm going to put my finger in my ear so I get it, and then spell it for me because I'm having a little trouble hearing. Is it Donnie?
No, it's Bonnie, like B as in boy.
Oh, Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie. Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, Bonnie. Where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah.
Utah.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Well, Donnie, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I'm calling to help you out. You said if someone would call in and tell you what the numbers were, the phone numbers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, just a minute. One of my friends is going to get me a pen. Who's got a pen so I can write it down? Because I can't hold two. I thank you for that, Bonnie, and thank you
Well,
for
you're welcome. And you know what, BJ, this is my first time to hear you, so I'm really excited about this.
Is this the first time you've listened to me? Well,
yeah,
good.
It's the first time I've ever heard you.
I'm glad I'm doing this, Bonnie. I love what I do, and I'm hoping that you love what I do.
I think I will, and I already copied down a couple of your quotes, because I saved quotes in my computer.
Uh-huh.
And I liked some of the quotes that you had said. Like you had said, "We the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified,
yes,
have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing."
Yes.
I thought that was great.
Yes. What comes to your mind when you hear that? What was it that made you think that was great? Where did you think I was going with that understanding?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind is using the power of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what came to my mind.
Oh, wow. Bonnie, give me the number where people can call in like you're calling in.
Okay. The toll-free number in the USA is 877.
877.
876.
876.
5227.
5227.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Bonnie. You know what, Bonnie?
Wait.
I wanted to tell you for calling in. I don't know if you've gotten it already, In Lies We Trust, but I also wanted to send you A Power of the Community, which is a beautiful DVD about the special time when Cuba was cut off from all its gas. It didn't have no food in the stores or anything, and how they got through it and now are one of the premier organic gardening capitals of the universe. And people don't know that about Cuba, and it's called Power of the Community. It's where all the high and mighty even had to take to the field so that they could feed themselves. And they called it the special, what was it as they called it? The special period is what it's called. And this DVD is a wonderful, wonderful example for other people as to what's going on out there in the world. Would you like to receive those two? They're on
I would
me.
Love it.
Okay.
Yes, I would love that.
What you need to do is email... I'm trying to figure out. Don says that they can forward, but you have to hang in there and give them your email address, or I can give you mine and you can leave it. Do you have a pen or anything? Are you close to where you can get a pen or
write a pen? I have
a pen
handy. Uh-huh.
Okay. Take down Raisin, RAISIN,
uh-huh,
_ Kane, CANE.
CANE. Did you say
C-A-N-E, like in cane sugar? Cane,
C-A-N-E.
And
K-A-N-E?
Yeah, C-A-N-E.
Oh, wait, K-A-N-E, right?
Huh?
K or
no, not K. C-A-N-E. Raisin cane. Just take the D off of raising.
Oh, okay.
_ cane, C-A-N-E, at juno.com. J-U-N-O, yeah, .com.
Okay, now let me repeat this. So it's raisin and then _, and then C-A-N-E, and that whole C-A-N-E is all underscored?
Just _, and then don't _ the cane, just _, and then C-A-N-E.
Oh, okay. And
okay.
Then it's...
Also, you know what? Let me make this. This is so silly. You know what? You can reach me when you go down to the host database. You can just click on there and leave me a message on the Google, and that way I'll know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Also, can I give them my email just in case something doesn't work out?
Yeah, talk to Don because he's the one who let you on. So we.
Okay. And also, I have two more phone numbers for you. I have the toll-free for USA and Canada also.
Oh, okay. That was USA. Give me the Canada one.
Okay, 888.
888.
815.
815.
9756.
9756.
Yes, and I also have the direct line.
And the direct line. Good. I'm writing it so I never have to do this again.
Okay. Here's the direct line. 530 876
3222. All right. Well, see there? Thank you, Bonnie, for calling. Is there anything you'd like to ask me before you hang up or like to say to the world or anything?
Well, you know what? I don't know anything about what you normally do on your show. I wish I had a question. I would love to ask you a question, but I'm very interested in metaphysical things and spiritual things, and I just love learning about the future. I love learning about anything to do with spirituality. So, just surprise me.
Good.
I'm just anxious to hear you. You sound like a great guy, and I'm just really happy that I get to hear you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Well, I'll get to doing some more here as we go into the half hour's break here. So,
okay.
Thank you, and I'm going to send those two DVDs out to you as soon as I get an address to send them to.
Okay, thank you, and I'll stay on the line for Dawn.
Okay.
All right, have a nice night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, that's incredible. See, you ask and ye shall receive. You heard those numbers. If you're in the United States, you can call me and reach me at 877-876-5227 or toll-free, United States and Canada, 888-815-9756. That was Bonnie on the phone. Asking ye shall receive. That's what it's all about. We're not pulling any punches here at Mission Possible. She was talking about, well, she's a new listener, and she liked what you said. She even read back to me. This is why I know I have, and I know that people out there are listening. She read back to me the understanding. She loved it. She says she thinks it has something to do with the mind. Very much so. Very much so. Being in touch with the universal mind, which is the big zero. It's the placeholder that gives value or division or less value, depending upon where that little decimal point, the point, is placed. This is what it's about. It's a mathematical, musical matrix out there, and how we tap into it, even the current events of our times as we see them repeated. You know, a lot of people like this. This would be if Obama, I like history, you know, and I love controversy and I love mysteries, you know. But they tell us we've already had a black president, you see. And that black president was Warren Gamal Harding. Now, that would fit right in with the Republicans. The Republicans would elect a black president before the Democrats would elect a black president. You see what I'm saying? But this all had to do with another scandal. See, whenever the world has somebody that comes up out of nowhere, and I mean out of nowhere, I know he's a senator and all, and it's not like I'm bashing him because he's black. No, can't take that race card away from me. Because you see what I'm saying? Because you can look at my picture and know it's not that I don't want to see my people advance. It's just that I don't want to see this type of individual in the White House. It's kind of like having Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. It's like these people, they don't see themselves as a part of their own race, although they're part of the international community, as if they done arrived. Oh, no. Couldn't possibly be that they're being manipulated. Snap. You know, everybody just snap to attention and understand what's going on. These are the actors in the play that will give you the understanding that we are like Germany. We're going to be the first country to go fascist through free elections. This is like no choice at all. It's like it's really just no choice at all. So, you know, if we were smart, we'd start the not a party. You see what I'm saying? None of the above party. That way, we could just go looking for that right person. We'd be the ones that would say, hey, let's have a wide open convention. Let's really find some good people and then run the race. People that have been running this race, they've been running this race for almost a year and a half now, and they haven't even got in the starting gate yet. See, they get all run out of steam. Look at it, it's Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. Hillary's going to be the next president of the United States. Hillary's going to be the next president. She can't even maintain a little corn caucus. You know, these people issuing it. They want the black man. But he's not really black. I shouldn't say that. I don't really know what he is. You know what I'm saying? He says daddy's African. But we shouldn't be judging people by the color of their skin, but by the measure of their degrees, by the measure of what it is and who they know. Who does he know? And how did he become senator? And what has he been doing? These are good questions. You got to ask these questions. Watch out. You might get tased. I don't know. You see, this is the way it goes. You ask a question and they zap you. Oh, I was, you know, sometimes I'd be near a television and it blows my mind. But anybody want to tell me, are you going to be watching that one? I know I'm not going to be watching it, but I know somebody's going to tell me about it. That one where they hook you up in a chair that's hooked up to a lie detector and then they're going to ask you questions, really questions, deep questions, like, do you have something against fat people? Are you, you know, and you got to answer these questions truthfully and they'll give you money. Now, this is a television show. This is going to be a television show where you sit in a chair and they'll ask you questions, heart-wrenching questions. Your family get to ask you, do you love your mother and stuff like that? And you got to answer truthfully and the lie detector will tell. What are we coming to? Isn't that sound like some kind of little fascist state where, yeah, everybody all excited about hooking themselves up to truth detectors and things like that and trying to find out the truth? I'd like to do the same thing. I'd like to put my president on the show. I'd like him to go on the show. I'd like for the Congress and the Senators to agree, two-thirds of you, and make it a constitutional that before we elect a president, he got to give up all his guilt. So you get to ask some questions. And if Obama is the runner for it and McCain is the runner for the Republicans, then I would want to ask them some good questions. And the questions I would be asking the man from Chicago is, where you been? And what do you believe in? And what are you going to do? You see? But it's not for me to ask that, because if I ask that, then I'm seen as, you know, not being appreciative of the choices. I'm not. I'm really not. I don't know what they're telling you out there, because I don't listen to mainstream news. And I know that the type of individual that's coming, let's get some realities here, okay? Let's do a little reality check. Okay, Ron Paul and all of these people, and I've got to give equal time, Dennis Kucinich, I give all the backrunners, the ones who should be in the front, I give them, I'll name them. The rest of them you know, all the rest of them you do know. And so you have this race that's the race with inside the race, and they're all jockeying for position. You got Edwards, who wouldn't tell on Bush as to how they finagled the whole thing, but they held up the vote back then in 2004. You remember, it took a long time for them to concede. What was going on between the time the polls closed and they counted all them votes and when he conceded to Bush? Late, early in the morning, he made him sweat. How did he make him sweat? Well, I think you need to ask Edwards. You really need to ask Edwards. For the good of the country, they conceded. For the good of the country, they conceded and didn't contest the vote. Then do you want somebody to be president who would be guilty of omission of crimes, of manipulating the election, and that you would just say, well, we could do something about it, but, we don't want to. That was the Kerry Edwards team, but they made the Bush sweat. Oh, yeah, when he got off the phone and they had finally conceded, he just cried like a baby. He cried on Karl Rove. Then he went and he hugged Condoleezza, and they all cried, and they cried, and they cried, and they cried, and they cried. Why was they crying? Why were they crying? They were so relieved. They were so relieved. That morning, they thought they were going to lose. They didn't know if the big kahuna was going to let them win. This is the matter of how this is all being done, folks. And you say, well, how do you know? Well, I know. How do you not know? That's what I would ask you. But that'd be like being Freud, you know, answering a question by asking a question. We don't want to do that to you, do we? Does everybody understand what I do in Mission Possible? I dress you down, dress you up, send you out there to understand this is a tough world out here. And now we have election year, and you're going to hear a lot of hype, and you're going to see a lot of dogs and a lot of ponies all strutting their stuff. But what is the matter of it? It's what you see out in the world. And if you think that all of these people that are up to their in debt and disease, all of this, and then you think the president of the United States, that one of these people, you look at him and ask him, can they pull our families out of the fire? Can they take that dollar and make it worth more than what it isn't? Mm-hmm. Yes, 75.90. Even our highs are all-time lows. Do you understand that the money ain't worth nothing? That they don't want to tell you. I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it any more clearer. I just don't know. You know, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I mean, there's nothing else left to do, folks. You say, oh, it's so self-depleting. No, I think it's self-depleting that you believe in the future if you're not willing to deal with the present. And right now, we don't have no one to look at that really I respect. You can look at it. You can spell love every which way you want to. In revolution, that's just going to get the Patriot Act on us, okay? So act up, and what are they going to do? Squirt you with some, and check this out, BZ chemical. I just want everybody who's near a computer to do the exercise of ask Dr. Len to do it. Go check out BZ Chem, BZ chemical. This is a doozy. Makes LSD look like, it's not to be messed with, and they got it stockpiled in all the police stations, and they got it stockpiled, and the state troopers, And did you know that the Defense Department is now hooked up with the Police Department and the Intelligence Department? We just don't stand a chance if we let them keep going on like this. You just don't know how integrated everything is. And, folks, it's bad. It's a very bad thing that these men are doing. And when are we going to distance ourselves from stupid? And when are we going to stand up? That's what Mission Possible is all about. We know we're being led by the unqualified. You can see it in what you see everything every day. And soon it'll come crashing down on us. And you don't understand that? Then understand this. Wait till one day you go and you try to put your ATM card in and you need to pay somebody some money and you can't get it out and it takes your card. It takes your card. You didn't do nothing wrong. And when you go inside the bank, they tell you, we can't give you your card back. This isn't your bank. You have to go to your bank to get your card back. We'll send it. Now what do you do? You see, you think I'm kidding, but these are the kind of scenarios that will just drive you crazy. It'll make you not believe in the system. And that's what the system wants you to do. This is why they're turning the false tribulations on us. You know? That's why they have all these ringers and why we have Austrian governors and why everything that is dealing and determining foreign policy has a foreign name. You understand? And even the prime minister back in England, it's all back to the Browns and the Browns and the Harrimans. That must make the Bushes feel really good. These are old friends. And now they can parade themselves. We got Kramers. But when you get yourself a rise and fall of the Third Reich, you keep thinking about it. There was a Halder. Now there's a Halderman. There's an Ehrlich. Now there's an Ehrlichman. You see, when they came, when they finally came over here, they didn't change their name. They added to it. A Mon, Mon, Mon. That's very German. You see, that's a very German thing to do, add to your name. They did it to them other people. Here, we don't like that name. Here, you become this. Oh, your name's this? You take that off of there, the Ziki Iki or the Skizgwatski. Take that off of there and just make it something simple like Smith. Now you're American, and now we can work with you. Oh, I know a lot of what I'm saying to you may be humorous, but that's the only way we're going to get it. Because if we try to get serious, they're going to kill us. And I told you, stop asking why they are. You know, there's no reason to ask why. You have seen it. They have told you. And I don't understand. I hope everybody got what they wanted for Christmas. And I hope that you did ask for your trilogy of the Bob Woodard. You know, I'm going to remind you, because you really want to understand it. And what he did was, as an investigator, he just said, let's examine the way and the reasons why men decide to go to war. That's a good thing, you know. And what we know is that the president went to war because he was told to go to war, you see. He was told that preemptive strikes was the way to go, you see. Why wait until they attack you when you can attack first and just take care of it? This is the mentality of the president. He could buy something like that. And who would sell something like that except a Nazi fascist foreign policy advisor? And what are their names? Kissinger. What are their names? Zig Brzezinski or Brzezinowski. Or it always has some kind of Howski or Iski. And it's not like, where do these people come from? Where were they born? You know, come on, America. It's not like we got to get into it, but can't you see we've been had? And now they're not even going to, they don't care. Now they want us to know. That's why they can blow up buildings and tell us that it's jet fuel. All right? Nobody out there, nobody over the water coolers now should be talking about 911 being a jet fuel thing. I don't even care if they went and bought down the freeways over there in San Francisco with the same jet fuel or gasoline and melted the whole upper. It's the same thing. It's all thermite. It's all incredible additives that they're adding to everything to blow it up. They're having fun. Who are these people? Well, if you go back a little bit, and let me tell you, I do believe in discursive thought. And if you think I'm wandering, what you need to do is just go into the archives, because you're listening to Mission Possible radio show, and this is bbsradio.com, and I am the boss, the unofficial boss of the universe. And I'm asking you, if you think I'm not making any sense, what you do is you go into the archives and you start with June 17, 2007, and you listen to the Mission Possible shows as I try to turn the telescope on the past. Let's look as far back as we can and see how these men of power behave and who they came from and who their mentors are. You know, you can see the piece of work that Condoleezza Rice is. You see what I'm saying? She had Paul Wolfowitz as a mentor. How does a black woman from Alabama get to have Paul Wolfowitz and end up in Stanford? How does a black woman end up being a Republican, working for the very people that bombed and blew up her little friends in that church that she used to go and sing and was going to maybe one day be a piano player? I ask good questions. I ask good questions of my own race before I start asking questions about any other color face. And all I know is that when I look at Martin Luther King up on that motel balcony just before he gets his, I don't see Jesse Jackson or any of the security standing in front of him as he comes out of there. They're all standing to the side. Looks like he's a good target. And for that, what do you get to do? You get to advance. You get to advance to the point where you can be as successful as Jesse Jackson and his wife and have radio stations and communication stations and be multimillionaires. And you can go out there and tell everybody how proud you are of Reggie Jackson having his own car dealership. Boy, have we got equality now. All right, Reggie Jackson, the baseball player. This is what I grew up with. I'm 55 years old, so don't get me started about my own race and about how we've lost the race because of this. And now somebody who ain't even a part of our race is going to slide on in there and represent. He don't represent me. He doesn't know my experience. And from every speech I haven't heard him give, he ain't touched me. And ain't nobody that's running for him done touched me or said anything. Ain't nobody said nothing about no candidate that could change my mind and say, you all need to just pray. And you better pray that them Chinese and Japanese yuckers don't call in all them debts that we owe. And then we have a cowboy president who's going to renege on all our foreign debts and all our debts and then going to put us into bondage and start rifling our own bank accounts. You got to remember, if anything, that money in the bank ain't yours. That's what it is. It's a bill. It's a note. I just want you to wake up, folks, that even though we're going through this movie and we're doing it automatic, there's somebody out there that wants to change the channel. And when they change the channel, it's going to just freak y'all out because it ain't going to work like it used to work. And still, you got to do, you got to do, you got to do, and you got to watch, and you got to watch out for yourself because it is about survival. And that's what the Mission Possible Radio Show is all about. And I'm going to do my homework, and I'm going to bring you a guest next week, a fantastic guest. I'm going to have the most best guest ever. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but it's going to be the best guest ever. Because I'm about things, and I know that I'm going to start attracting the best guests ever to my show. So if you're about something and you want to be on my show, why don't you give me a call at Raising Cain? You know, and you can reach me at those. I'll try and pick up my emails, but it's best that you just use that Raisin, R-A-I-S-I-N, underscore Cain, C-A-N-E, and use that at Juno.com. Just play it back, the archives. It don't cost much to get a year subscription of the Mission Possible Radio Show, and I'm committed to doing it. I'm committed to being here for you. We've had great shows in the past. We've had shows on GMO and DU. We've had shows on where your money's going. We've had shows on raw food. We've had interviewed breatharians. We've interviewed people that are into the cards, and we've offered you all kinds of opportunities there to speak. We've had Madam, I'm hoping to have Madam Sativa on again. I don't know if she'll ever be on again. I haven't seen her in a while, and so, oh, there she is. I don't know, but if there's anybody out there that may want a Happy New Year's understanding, just give me a call, and I'll get your birthday coordinates, and at least she can tell you what card you are and what might be happening for you even right today. She doesn't have a boom off the top of her head. Yeah, you're probably saying to yourself, who are you talking to? Well, I got people here. I have only one phone, but I just want to let you know I'm loved out here, and I'm over at the famous Purple House here in the Big Island. Let me see if we can get you to listen to the Cokies here for a minute. Wait a minute. I'm gonna show you because we're coming in here. Somebody tell me what time it is. We got the time from Lexington to quarter to eight. We got 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I'm going to do a tight 55 tonight. It's easy for me to go off on Nazis and fascism and the whole thing. I want to touch base on the Iran-Contra scandals and Watergate, and I want to remind and rub everybody's noses in who's running and how we had Chet Kuiters as vice president, so it's possible to have anything happen in the future. But you see, I just want to follow the stories. I want to understand why the Kennedys, the ones that are living and the ones that are dead, never went after the people that did this, never helped us out here, that they allowed this coup d'etat to happen. And then, you know, we've got big boy Kennedy, Ted, he's still hanging out there. And I guess if you don't care who killed your brother, you know, I guess nobody else needs to care either. But I find that fascinating. I'm still stuck. You know, here you are. You're the baby brother. You're the last Kennedy. And all your family, even Caroline, nobody cares who killed your daddy. You don't care. You see, obviously. And they say, well, what good would it do? Well, it would definitely put a spin on everything that's happened since then. And it certainly would explain why all those high-class assassins were caught cowering underneath desks in Watergate. And who owns the Watergate? The Vatican. Let's do a little bit of connections here. You know, money don't come up missing. It goes somewhere. You know, and all that Nazi money went somewhere, and all that money and all them beautiful paintings and all that stuff and all the gold and stuff that the Jews had that they busted them down for. And you got to remember, you know, I put things in. You got that David Icke coming on June 10th. You know, listen to him really good. Really see the connections of all that's happening. Boys Town, that's a Vatican trust. You know, a lot of money runs through Chicago that's Catholic money. I'm not saying I'm against it. I was raised Roman Catholic. I know what day it is. And I know what Boys Town is all about. And I know what the Bushes are all about. And they like little boys and they like little girls. And they like to do terrible things. You know? And there's a whole thing. For those of you who don't believe me, go on ahead. Oh, sure. You got people in Nebraska that'll tell you all about it and how it was all put underneath the carpet. So go look at Conspiracy of Silence. Uh-huh. Just type Conspiracy of Silence into the Internet. And then watch it and ask yourself, oh, my goodness, it has nothing to do with national security. It has to do with these men's insecurities about being found out about what they like to do. And it ain't got nothing to do with whether or not Russia's going communist or socialist or whether anything. It has nothing to do. And when you begin to study history and you look at the whole thing of Russia and this whole thing with Pakistan and Afghanistan, I'm going to ask you again, how come the government don't mind that Pakistan got nukes? And everything is all up in the air, but you don't hear them saying, whoa, there's really some serious stuff going on, you know, but they got them nukes. Because why? Because we gave them to them? But you know what? You really better get hip, America, and you better get hip, Mission Possible, because this is what it's all about. It's telling you the things that you don't know, and then you go do your homework, and then you go, son of a gun, she was right. Well, you know, Gaddafi, we built a whole clean room for him. We built a whole clean room for Libya, Gaddafi. That means he's able to make, well, we got mad at him, and so we didn't give him the critical stuff that he needed to make the bomb. But we was all cozy and cozy with him when he said, but we don't ever mention these things. And then Richard Armitage and Colin Powell being drug dealers and running drugs all through Vietnam. That's why they're best friends. They're best friends because they have secrets. And when you look the two of them, Laurel and Hardy, Colin and Armitage, it's as simple as ABC. It really is. Armitage, Bush, and Colin Powell. These are the people that have been running drugs. If you don't believe me, you just have to find out for yourself. But when you really start to look at it, you understand why the wars happen, why people come up missing, and why they're giggling all the time, because they don't think we know. But I know. Why? Because I'm the boss, and this is Mission Possible, and I will not be led by the unqualified. And I'm telling you something. This here president that we have now, never before has it ever been, will it ever be an opportunity to impeach a president. So if both political parties let this man go and they want to act like and just move on, oh yeah, jet fuel, ha ha, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we're going to get what we deserve, America. And I may not laugh when you pass, but I sure won't cry when you die. Well, it's getting to that time where I'm happy I had my caller. You know, what they say about that? They say if one person calls in, you multiply that by 2,000. So that means I have 2,000 quiet listeners listening to the Mission Possible radio show, and I'm hoping that all 2,000 of you enjoyed the show. It is absolutely a pleasure for me to come to you once a week and to say the things I need to say to you, and then to put them all together on a DVD so that you can understand that you're only as good as what you say is going to develop. And all I know is that the future is full of love and joy. And when you begin to act as if, it will soon be a reality. And I learned a new song, and I'm going to sing it for you. And that's going to close out my show for tonight. And I might have sang it last week. I don't know. Madam Stevie, did I close out my show last week with this song? I don't think so. And this one is for all of you out there. Well, I woke into heaven just the other night. There was so much beauty and so much light. Don't you wish it was true? Oh, don't you wish it was true? An angel took my hand, said you don't have to worry. You got all the time in the world. Oh, don't hurry. Don't you wish it was true? Oh, don't you wish it was true? And if tomorrow everybody was your friend, anyone would take you in, no matter where or what you've been. And if tomorrow everybody had enough, the world wouldn't rock so rough. Lord, don't you wish it was true? Well, it's starting to change, and it's coming today. There'll be no more armies and no more hate. Don't you wish it was true? Oh, yeah, BBS Radio. Don't you wish it was true? All these little children playing happily, dancing and singing in sweet harmony. Don't you wish it was true? I do. Dog, don't you wish it was true? And if tomorrow everybody under the sun was happy living here as one, no battles or borders to be won. And if tomorrow everybody was your friend, happiness would never end. Lord, don't you wish it was true? All right, everybody out there, this is the boss. And this was the Mission Possible Radio Show. This is BBSRadio.com. I look forward to coming next week. I am so glad that I did not give up, that I will find the money every week to do this. And I am committed to bringing you the good news and to just pop you off a little bit with a little fun and humor, just making a little light of that serious thing called history. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Aloha.